नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
फ्रॉम भगवद गीता चैप्टर 3 एंटाइटल्ड कर्म योगा, टेक्स्ट नंबर 34 एंड 35। थर्ड चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नंबर 34 एंड 35। द श्लोक गोज लाइक दिस। इंद्रियास्येन्द्रियस्यार्थे रागद्वेषाव्यवस्थितौ तयोर्न वशम् आगच्छेत् तौ हि अस्य परिपन्थिनौ। इन्द्रियस्येन्द्रियस्यार्थे रागद्वेषौ व्यवस्थितौ तयोर्न वशम् आगच्छेत् तौ हि अस्य परिपन्थिनौ। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपट बाय हिज डिवाइन विशुल एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। There are principles to regulate attachment and aversion pertaining to the senses and their objects. One should not come under the control of such attachment and aversion because they are stumbling blocks on the path of self-realization. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Those who are in Krishna consciousness are naturally reluctant to engage in material sense gratification. But those who are not in such consciousness should follow the rules and regulations of the revealed scriptures. Unrestricted sense enjoyment is a cause of material engagement. But one who follows the rules and regulations of the revealed scriptures does not become entangled by the sense objects. For example, sex enjoyment is a necessity for the conditioned soul. And sex enjoyment is allowed under the license of marriage ties. According to scriptural injunctions, one is forbidden to engage in sex relationships with any woman other than one's wife. All other women are to be considered as one's mother. But in spite of such injunctions, a man is still inclined to have sex relationships with other women. These propensities are to be curbed. Otherwise, there will be stumbling blocks on the path of self-realization. As long as the material body is there, the necessities of the material body are allowed, but under rules and regulations. And yet, we should not rely upon the control of such allowances. One has to follow those rules and regulations unattached to them, because practice of sense gratification under regulations may also lead one to go astray, as much as there is always a chance of an accident, even on the royal roads. Although they may be very carefully maintained, no one can guarantee that there will be no danger even on the safest road. The sense enjoyment spirit has been current a very long time, owing to material association. Therefore, in spite of regulated sense enjoyment, there is every chance of falling down. Therefore, any attachment for regulated sense enjoyment must also be avoided by all means. But attachment to Krishna consciousness or acting always in the loving service of Krishna detaches one from all kinds of sensory activities. Therefore, no one should try to be detached from Krishna consciousness at any stage of life. The whole purpose of detachment from all kinds of sense attachment is ultimately to become situated on the platform of Krishna consciousness. Today is also text 35. I'll just read translation of the text, which is mercifully given by Srila Prabhupada. Translation: It is far better to discharge one's prescribed duties, even though faultily, than another's duties perfectly. Destruction in the course of performing one's own duty is better than engaging in another's duty, for to follow another's path is dangerous. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama. Krishna. So here we are reading from Bhagavad Gita. And how one need to perform his prescribed duties in Krishna consciousness according to one's acquired nature is emphasized by Krishna and Srila Prabhupada. Many times people say that all are one. Yes, in principle, souls is one in quality. But different people has acquired different nature according to their association with the respective modes. Right from childhood, different people or different children show different propensities. Somebody is attracted toward art, somebody attracted toward science, somebody is attracted in different fields. Acquired nature according to the association with the modes of nature. Like say in Vedic culture, what child will do was decided, like say in a ceremony, like say Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Nimai Pandit. He was a small child, and while he was a small child, there was a ceremony, like say, where he is offered many items around him, and parents or elderly member decides that what is the propensity of this child. And Nimai Pandit was kept many items surrounding him. Small child. And one of the thing was Srimad Bhagavatam. Other side it was sweets. Other side there were toys. Other side money, jewelry, wealth was there. And many such items were around the child and child was kept. And according to one's inclination, child generally selects what he like. Some child may opt for toys, some may opt for sweets, some may opt for Srimad Bhagavatam. And Nimai Pandit, when he showed all these things, he ran towards Srimad Bhagavatam and embraced Srimad Bhagavatam to his chest. And everyone was so happy, cheerful by seeing this gesture of Nimai Pandit that, like say, he likes Srimad Bhagavatam. Different people, like say, acquire different natures. As I mentioned, like in Vedic culture, there are compartments as Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and so forth. And many times, like say, some people argue, okay, why you have discrimination? But this discrimination is for better life, so that they can be guided and ultimately they can be perfected in spiritual life and go back to Godhead. On spiritual platform, there is no distinction. Distinction is based on the acquired modes of that person. Like say one time, one of the disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Indradumna Maharaj, came and he made a story about different nature. And one Brahmana was taking bath in a river. And one scorpion was drowning in that river. And somehow he came near the Brahmana. And heart of a Brahmana is soft, compassionate. And when Brahmana likes to see somebody suffering, naturally they wanted to help that person, even if it is a scorpion. So Brahmana stretched his hands and wanted to save that scorpion, because scorpion was drowning. And scorpion came above the water, And as soon as it came about the water, and immediately scorpion had bitten that Brahmana, and Brahmana could not tolerate, and he could just leave this scorpion. But again he thought, why should I leave? And again he stretched his hands and raised the scorpion. And this happened same time, second time also, the scorpion bit the Brahmana. And this happened couple of times. And one of the passerby asked Brahmana, why you are not giving up this scorpion? It is biting you again and again. And Brahmana said that actually he is not giving up his nature of biting. So why I should give up my nature of showing compassion? So that's a nature. Different people have got different natures. And one should act in Krishna consciousness ultimately to perfect the life. There are four varnas and four ashramas. But four things are commonly applicable for any varna and ashram a person may be situated. And these four things are hearing, glorifying, remembering and worshipping the Lord. That makes varnashram transcendental. Otherwise, Srimad Bhagavatam mentions that any activity which does not increase our love towards Krishna is actually a useless labor only. No point in doing that activity. Whatever activity a person should be doing ultimately should culminate in actually attraction towards the Lord. Otherwise it's just a futile activity, a mundane activity. And these four things are common, and we see the life of Shad Goswamis. They are fully absorbed in these four activities only: hearing, glorifying, remembering and worshipping the transcendental form of the Lord. We see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although they were grihastha, but nonetheless, their major portion of their life, they used to give for these four activities, because that makes varnashram system transcendental. Like say, a person is doing an occupation. What makes that occupation transcendental? Like say, somebody is a businessman, or somebody is doing a job, or say, somebody is a computer expert, or somebody is working in a bank, somebody is a housewife, and so forth. A question is that, what makes that activity or occupation transcendental? Answer is that, what that person does when he is not doing that occupation. If when he is not doing that occupation, he is absorbed in this hearing, chanting, glorifying, and remembering Lord, and that makes the occupation itself transcendental. Otherwise, occupation in itself is not transcendental. Suppose somebody is doing a business, but how it is connected with Krishna, how we can say it's a karma yoga, action in Krishna consciousness, when he is able to remember Krishna, that makes it transcendental. We see in pastimes of life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, they gave so much emphasis on this aspect of glorifying the Lord, hearing about the Lord and so forth. Like say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was staying in Navadvip and he started his Sankirtan movement at the house of Srivas Thakur, and what devotees, associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do all night, they'll whole night they'll be doing Kirtan at the house of Srivas Thakur, and what they'll do in the daytime. Daytime also they will be absorbed in various activities connected with Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas at the age of 24. And he left, and ultimately he settled at Jagannath Puri. He spent 18 years of his lifespan, manifested lifespan, at Jagannath Puri. And he has got many associates in Bengal and other places. And earlier times, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, all his associates would come to Jagannath Puri for Chaturmas. For 4 months, so anyone who is doing any activity, suppose somebody is a farmer or a businessman or any activity a person may be doing, they will stop all that activity and just engage or say just take association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and just fully absorbed in Krishna Katha and Krishna Kirtan. And that makes our occupational duty transcendental. Like in other pages of Bhagavad Gita, Swadharma is mentioned. So there are two Swadharmas. One is Swadharma of the body, where we are situated. We have got many duties for our parents, society, dependents and so forth. But there is a higher Swadharma, that is Swadharma of the soul. And what is a Swadharma? To please Krishna. Suppose somebody who forgets the Swadharma of satisfying Sri Krishna and just engages in Swadharma of the body, that becomes mundane, entangling in this world. Material modes are so entangling that even a person who is have discrimination, he also can get entangled and drowned in this strong modes of material nature. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Devi Hesha Gunumai Mama Maya Duratyaya. That means my Maya Shakti is very, very powerful. Nobody can cross over it. Like see, we see this ocean, and suppose somebody is kept in the middle of the ocean without any support, what is the probability? He is surviving in that ocean and crossing over the ocean. And we may keep some faith on some little punni or say things of this material world, depending on them. So it's like the catching a tail of a dog. Dog knows swimming. Generally dog knows swimming, and they've got tail also. And suppose a dog is swimming in the ocean, trying to cross the ocean, and we are catching the tail of that dog. And what is the probability that dog will cross the ocean and we will cross along with it? The tail will break down and we will also drown itself. So in this material world, like say, this material energy of Lord is very difficult to cross over it. Durga, like say, it's a jail created by Durga Devi. And no person without the help of the Supreme Lord's mercy can cross over this jail, which is so powerfully constructed. It is bound by the ropes and we are completely chained in these ropes. This normal ocean, what we can't cross over it. So what to speak of? The cycle of birth and death, it's a huge ocean. And it's a nascence, like say, its darkness is there complete. We can't know what is around. So Krishna says, nobody has got power to cross over my material energy. Maya Dakshina Devi Esha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratya. But he further gives her hopes that Mam Evaya Prapadyante Mayam Etam Tarantite. That means one who takes shelter of me, only me. Krishna's name is Mukunda. That means he has got only that department of delivering a person from the cycle of birth and death. Not even the strongest of a demigod also can save a person from the cycle of birth and death. In fact, even the strong demigods who are managing the various strong affairs in this material world, Indra, like say, managing say rain god, such a powerful demigod, Varuna, sun god, Shiva, not Shiva actually. So these demigods themselves are shackled in this material world, like say. They are not free themselves. And even they want to get free, they need to take shelter of Krishna. And Krishna is the only person who can liberate us from the cycle of birth and death. Otherwise, this energy is so bound, so like a person, everyone is chained in this material energy. And it is completely under the control of Sri Krishna. As long as Krishna doesn't say, lift the control, we will be bound in this control. It is in Krishna's hand. It's like a remote control. We press a switch, button, and then like say, television or other objects, like say, electronics item move. Similarly, the control is in the hand of Krishna. Maya Dakshina Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. That means, when Krishna presses the button, like say, a plane is flying and hold control of the plane in the, say, pilot, He has got full control just based on few buttons only. Similarly, Krishna, although he is Supreme Lord residing in his Nij Dham, Golok Vrindavan, but he has got full control over his Prakriti. And living entities are bound in this material world. Many times people say that we know Bhagavad Gita. Like, see, such a sad thing in this India, land of India, is that you want to tell about true teachings of Bhagavad Gita and people feel that we know the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita means do your duties and we are doing our duties, but they forget the other part, that dependence on Krishna is more important. Suppose somebody is doing duty but not depending on Krishna. It's a mundane activity. It is bound to bind that person in the cycle of birth and death unlimitedly. He cannot free. Only hope is Krishna consciousness. Howsoever a person may be affected by passion and ignorance, we are bound by passion and ignorance. Our hearts are completely impure. Many times people say, why can't we see Krishna? But Krishna is in the heart. But in that heart, so many other nasty things are also there. And as long as that nasty things are there, how can we say, how can we practically see, have the darshan of the Supreme Lord? So no way a person can have a darshan of the Supreme Lord. And people say, you show Krishna, then we can practice this thing, your teachings. And people say many times, like say in India, land of India, like say they say, we are doing our prescribed duty. Hum hamara grahasthi chalate hain. Tumko kya, aap mandir mein baithe Hare Krishna jap karte hain. And many times people say, grahasthi chalana bahut bada cheez hai. Ye koi mandir mein aap Hare Krishna karte hain vagaire. Wo itna important nahi hai. Grahasth bana itna takleef hai karke. Bacche ka schooling karna hota hai. And many things like say we have to do. To ye kuch bada baat nahi hai. What we are doing is so much. But of course, Krishna says that all ashrams are perfect. Brahmacharya ashram, grahastha ashram is also perfect. But it has to be grahastha ashram. If you remove Krishna, then it becomes grahamedi ashram. Then there is no point. It is not ashram. Prabhupada defines in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, as ashram means place where spiritual culture is foremost. And in a house where there is no spiritual culture is foremost, it is not an ashram at all. It is a grahamedi life where people are just like say doing their personal and extended sense gratification. That's all. And although they may be doing their prescribed duties, but they are not transcendental duties. For one has to come to transcendental platform, one has to take shelter of Krishna. Like say we are affected by the moods. So much affected, like say. That's why we see any sense object, immediately a desire to enjoy that sense object sprouts in our heart. Anyone can vouch for it, that as soon as we see, say, opposite sex person or say money, Prabhupada mentioned in first canto that we come in contact with, say, women and money, immediately our heart is restless. Many times people say that I see a girl and like say, kaan mein ghanti baste vagaire. So our heart is restless. The main reason is that we are associating with passion and ignorance since infinite time. And how can we immediately come to a transcendental platform? Only like say when we take to Krishna consciousness, then we can be free from anarthas. Classic example Prabhupada gives of Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur, for him, Maya Devi personally came to say baffle or bewilder His Holiness Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur was absorbed in chanting of the holy names. And Maya Devi, in a very well-dressed form, in the middle of the night, came to allure Thakur Haridas. But Haridas Thakur was unaffected because he has taken shelter of the Supreme Lord. So in essence, like the Prabhupada always emphasizing on taking shelter of the Supreme Lord. Like say, we may have prescribed duties and we may act according to that. That is obviously. Like say, a person naturally will act. Different people have got different natures. Somebody has got nature of Kshatriya and he like to, like say, manage the things. or Kshatriya spirit likes a fighting spirit. Somebody has got nature to earn money and likes they are happy doing their business. Somebody has got nature to Brahmana, reading scriptures, teaching. That's the nature of the Brahmana. And one should be situated in their prescribed duties. And Prabhupada encouraged that businessman to do the business, but Prabhupada wanted them to contribute to the temple. And more importantly, Prabhupada wanted them to even accept the principles of, say, hearing and chanting and life based on that. That is more important. So person like, say, a person may be anywhere situated. He should include Krishna. Like, say, one of the lecture I was hearing some time ago, and Prabhupada is giving lecture in a Vyayam Shala. And like, say, you can imagine, like, say, in Vyayam Shala, like, say, some Palwans are doing exercise, some are doing Dand Baitak, some are lifting the dumbbells and so forth, and huge booty, biceps, and so forth. And Prabhupada is giving lecture to them. And Prabhupada is saying, ab dand uthao, aur Hare Krishna bolo karke. So Prabhupada encouraged everyone to come closer to Krishna. Like, say, somebody is very much attached to doing something. So Prabhupada didn't discourage. Like, say, if you tell somebody is very attached to doing a certain activity, and if you tell him to renounce, it is very difficult to him. And even if somebody may renounce it, his mind may dwell on sense objects. Prabhupada mentions in Bhagavad Gita that, like, say, if somebody renounces the world and his mind dwells on sense object, compared to that person, a street sweeper is better than a charlatan meditator whose mind dwells on sense objects. It's a hypocrisy, like, say, if somebody renounces, so he should be renouncing for better purpose, to be more Krishna consciousness and to make other Krishna conscious. That's why people like say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took to renounce order of life. So like, say, it is not necessary. Prabhupada didn't encourage, like, say, everyone to be renounced. Like, a person should be acting according to the nature. In Lilamrit, there is a description that we hear that Gandhiji was encouraging Swadeshi movement, and he was discouraging anyone working under the British rule, and he was telling Indians that why you are working under British rule, just give up the job. And many of the people were employed in a big post in British rule, and they were earning very good salary. And one of the person was referred as Sidas, and he was influenced by Gandhiji's teachings, and he gave up his wonderful job in British rule, and he was drawing a very huge salary was drawing. And then from huge salary, he was nowhere. And he did it as a sign of renunciation or submission to Gandhi. But he could not tolerate it. And in 6 months' time, he passed away. Because he was accustomed to live a certain kind of life. And he was from that kind of life, he was put in a life where, like, say, he is not getting same kind of opulence. And he could not tolerate it. So wise preacher is that they don't tell people to give up. They tell people to add Krishna. And by adding Krishna, everything good, auspicious, comes in one's life. Very surprisingly, like, when Prabhupada went to West, Prabhupada met youths or Westerners, and many of them were attached to breaking regulatory principles. And Prabhupada didn't tell them any principle in the beginning. And suppose somebody is smoking or drinking, Prabhupada says, never mind it. Just chant Hare Krishna. Take prasad, chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada encouraged them to chant Hare Krishna and hear about Krishna, associate with devotees. Because this process is so powerful, so revolutionary, so electrifying in the heart, that even a person may have come from the most polluted kind of life, still his life will be radically been changed, completely been changed by just accepting Krishna in their life. So Prabhupada always emphasized that Krishna consciousness, like, say, that can make Varnashram system transcendental, like, say. like Prabhupada mentions in the Purport, that another point is that if somebody can become come on the transcendental platform, that is very good. Like say in the later part of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says sarva dharma parityaja mam ekam sharanam rajam, abandon all duties and just take shelter of me. Prabhupada mentioned if somebody cannot do it, then one should accept the rules and regulations given by the scriptures. In the scriptures, like say, rules and regulations are given so that ultimately, like say, we can come closer to Krishna. Regulated sense gratification. Like say, Prabhupada mentions that if somebody can just remain Krishna consciousness, but if not, then he can get married, become a grihastha, be an honest man. Prabhupada always emphasizes on honesty, like say, be an honest man. And Prabhupada says if somebody gets married, he should have, say, union with the wife only. Although his mind may want other sense object itself, nature of the mind, not satisfied with one sense object. But Prabhupada says he should be bound by rules and regulations of the scriptures. He should not be running around for enjoying, doing sense gratification with different sense objects. And Prabhupada mentions that in that way, regulated sense gratification, one can come on higher platform. And that can be the platform to become Krishna consciousness. But Prabhupada also mentions that in that, there is always risk or still being attached to sense gratification. Like if somebody pursues sense gratification, at the same time he pursues Krishna consciousness, and there is always chance of his getting entangled in the sense gratification, every chance, because attachment is there. Heart is filled with anarthas, and desires are always there in the heart. And every chance a person can fall down. Like Sri Prabhupada says that even if you have nice highways, like so these days, like so we have such a wonderful highways in India also. It looks like a replica of a Western world. You can just drive cars straight only without, say, moving the even, say, driving wheel, like so much. So such a nice highways and such a nice facilities, cars. But in spite of that, Prabhupada mentions that, like say, there are occasions when there is an accidents are there. All the good cars, good drivers and good highways. So although a person may be pursuing, say, sense gratification and Krishna consciousness, but still, there is every chance that a person can fall down. Every chance. So wise man should always pursue for Krishna consciousness. Even a small thing like, say, can lead to deviation. And that's why Prabhupada always emphasizes on association of devotees. In Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, Srila Prabhupada mentions that how important association of devotees is there. It is mentioned that association of devotees is like a river, strong river, and we know that nature of river is flowing towards the sea. Similarly, all devotees, their nature is, their hearts are naturally, or say at least their self-interest or goal of life is to pursue Krishna consciousness, ultimately go back to Godhead. Like river is going towards sea, similarly, like say, devotees are hankering to go towards Supreme Lord's abode, to the spiritual world. And if somebody is fortunate enough to be in this river of association of devotees, naturally he will also like be carried away along with the river. Say in rivers, a wood is kept. So although wood doesn't have quality to go towards or move towards the ocean, but if it is in the river, river current will take the wood to the ocean. Similarly, like say, we may not have intense desire to practice Krishna consciousness. In Kali Yuga, none of us actually have this intense desire. But if we can remain in the association of the devotees by Sankirtan, by power of devotees together, ultimately, like say, like our log of our heart will be taken to the ocean, like say, and will be uniting with the ocean and will be going back to Godhead in essence. So similarly, like say, we may not have desire to go to spiritual world, but like say, devote association of devotees is very crucial helps us to go back to the spiritual world. So one should perform their prescribed duties, but keeping Krishna in center. And one should try to check out their, like say, heart of any attachment, in aversion also in one way. Aversion is also a sign of an attachment itself. So once you check their heart, even a small thing can lead to disaster. Like say, there is a classic example of Bharat Maharaj in Srimad Bhagavatam, where Bharat Maharaj renounced everything. And he was not a dry renunciate, where he was just saying Om Shanti Shanti. Like say, he went into the forest and he was on the platform of say, Bhava platform, like say, and he was absorbed in the ecstasy. And somehow he got attached to a deer. And that ultimately, like say, he had to take two more lifetimes to perfect his life due to his attachment, this thing. So like say, a person like say, perform his prescribed duty, but keeping Krishna in center. Like say, Arjuna, in one way, like say, he is showing compassion and is telling Krishna that actually I don't want to fight. And he is exhibiting compassion. He is thinking that actually I am so compassionate that I am feeling compassion towards the soldiers, towards the children, towards the wife. And he was thinking that I am really compassionate. And Krishna on the other side chastised him that, my dear Arjuna, it is your petty weakness of your heart. Your prescribed duty as a Kshatriya is to fight. And please fight. You will be benefited and others will also be benefited. You will participate in the righteous war, and if you win, you will get this wonderful kingdom to rule over, and if you lose, you will go to heavenly planets. So somebody acts on prescribed duty, he is benefited. At the same time, most important factor is one should make it transcendental. One time one devotee was mentioning that somebody is like very desperate and he is obliged to steal also. Thief. But if other times, if he is fully Krishna conscious, then he is on transcendental platform. He will soon give up that habit. Soon give up the habit. So, someone like say we may be doing our duties, but ultimately like say we may come on a transcendental platform, like say diving board, to say jump inside the water. So it's like say diving board. At the same time, like say, one should like say, Prabhupada emphasis more on like say, this concept of remaining Krishna conscious. And one should always endeavor to remain Krishna conscious. That is very important than like say, mundanely doing their duty, this thing. One should pursue Krishna consciousness and just endeavor by the wonderful process given by Srila Prabhupada of, say, hearing and chanting, glorifying the Lord, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedam, Pada Sevanam. And many, many ways, like, say, we can engage our mind and senses in Krishna's service. And that can lead to perfection. And we can see from Prabhupada's life, that Prabhupada's life was so dynamic, completely centered around Sri Krishna, completely absorbed, like say he was addicted to Krishna consciousness, always thinking about Krishna. He was not thinking otherwise, like say, always his mind was absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Whatever he was doing, on health reason, Prabhupada used to go for morning walk also. But in morning walk also, he used to discuss along with his disciples about philosophy of Bhagavad Gita and about Krishna. So he used to use all his like say energy for service of Krishna. And that is our aspiration. That is our goal. Kirtaniya Sadahari. In the beginning, we may be Krishna conscious very little. But we should desire. We should struggle. And if you have really sincere desire, then naturally time passes. Like say, we can be more and more Krishna conscious. And that is our aspiration of Kirtaniya Sadahari. Following the footsteps of, like say, previous acharyas, and we can perfect our life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. anyone has got any question, they can, yeah.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you for your kind lecture. So far as text 35 is concerned, you did not explain anything. That it says that it is far better to discharge one's prescribed duties, even though faultily, than another's duty perfectly. Destruction in the course of performing one's own duty is better than engaging in one's another duty. For to follow other's path is dangerous.
Yeah. Like say, Srila Prabhupada explains on this, that one should adhere to one's prescribed duties rather than changing to some other duty also, whatever the, like say, prescribed duties given, assigned to us, like say, according to our nature, we should function, like say, and we should act accordingly. Like say, we can't change your nature completely, like say. Very rare case. Here the example is mentioned of Vishwamitra Muni and Parshuram ji, like say. And they could change from Brahmana to Kshatriya. But in general, like say, people like say, cannot change their base nature. They have to function according to their base nature, like say. So rather than changing from their base nature, like say somebody has got nature to be a soldier, and he doesn't have nature to become a, say, a Vaishya or a businessman. You find some people have got strong nature of, like say, Vaishya. They like to speak about money, discuss about business, always thinking about plans, how to make, like say, profit, earning. I've seen so many people, like say, they are so captivated when business is being discussed. That's the base nature. And somebody like say, they have nature of Kshatriya, they've got fighting spirit, they'll be captivated when this year of war, like say, you find some similar topics, their, like say, blood will, like say, boil, like say, hearing these topics. Earlier Vedic culture, it was there. There are, like say, Kshatriyas, Brahmanas, Vaishya, like say, we went to visited this place, Chittor. And Chittor was ruled by a kingly order, Kshatriya. And there are, today also there are so many evidence of their ruling, the listing, you know, very Kshatriya way, fighting spirit way, this thing. And somebody may have nature of a Brahmana. So one should be adhering to their prescribed nature and then adhere to that rather than changing over this thing. Changing over is not recommended. Changing over is not recommended. But more than that, like say, more important is to be Krishna conscious. That is more important. That is utmost important. Like say somebody may do his prescribed duty. Say suppose somebody is a soldier. He does his prescribed duty. But is not a Krishna conscious. What is the use of his life? No use of his life. Somebody is a businessman. He does business, earns money. But not a Krishna conscious. What is the use of the life? So in essence, like say, somebody may act according to his nature. Somebody tries to change his nature. So much endeavor it may take to change, like say, even go on the similar line. Better put that endeavor in becoming Krishna conscious. That is more wiser than putting endeavor on other direction, like say. So rather than, like say, just sticking to this principle, more important is, like say, do whatever assigned duty we are got, where we are comfortable, like say what spiritual master assigns according to your nature, and try to be Krishna conscious. Be perfect. Follow the process of hearing and chanting like that. Yeah.
Today I was reading, just I was confused regarding one is Suta Goswami. Suta Goswami did not take his birth in a Brahman family. And another example is,
Haridas Thakur.
Haridas Thakur.
Ha, yes.
I was confused.
Yes, yes. So like says Suta Goswami, and like says on transcendental platform, there is no discrimination of born in ashram. Prabhupada, that's why quotes in first canto about Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur is born in a lower caste, not in a Brahmana caste or even Kshatriya caste also, very lower caste. But still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose him as Namacharya. To the tune that, like say, there was a Shraddh ceremony at the house of Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya wanted to give the first, like say, offering to Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur said, I'm not qualified. How can I take? There are so many Brahmanas are there. And Advaita Acharya says that feeding you is like feeding 1 crore Brahmanas. So Vaishnava is beyond Brahman, Kshatriya, Shudra and Vaishya. So somebody the Vaishnava, so he is beyond all this. It's on transcendental platform. Vaishnava can act on anywhere. He can act as a Kshatriya also, he can act as a Brahmana, he can act as a Shudra also, he can act as a Vaishya also. But still he is on transcendental platform, like say. So Vaishnava is beyond it. Like say Haridas Thakur, like he was given the post of Namacharya. Crest, most important post given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, because he is beyond this Varna and Ashram. And ultimately, like say, as I mentioned, Varna and Ashram is a diving stage where we can go beyond it, like say. It's just a facility created so that ultimately, like say, we can perfect our life, go back to God, it perform like say Kirtaniya Sadahari, always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna and Krishna's service. So that's why like it's a platform like say. And somebody is in Vaishnava, he is already beyond it. Already beyond it. For him, the rules and regulations of Varna and Ashrama will not be applicable. For us, it may be applicable. But somebody like say, who is on transcendental platform, so for him, Varna and Ashrama is not applicable. Like say. So essence is that like say, somehow or the other, one should try to be on transcendental platform, like say. That is more important. Correct. Like Sri Suta Goswami also, in that assembly, there are many Brahmanas are sitting at Naimisharanya. Many Brahmanas were there. And Suta Goswami was invited to speak. And he was not in Brahmana by Brahmana order. But somehow he was chosen to speak because of his spiritual realization. Not of his, say, realization of his Varna and Ashram, this thing. So based on the dint of the spiritual realization, Suta Goswami was told to speak. So that's why like Varna and Ashram is also created so we can be uplifted to the transcendental platform like say. So that's why one should be always endeavor to remain on the transcendental platform. One should like say name, fame, form, like say Krishna's, all like say name, fame, form, pastimes, entourage, holy abode, everything is transcendental. And one should try to associate with this. And we can also come on transcendental platform. Gradually, like Sri Prabhupada mentioned in this purport, it's a gradual process. And we can be free from our, say, disturbing elements from our heart. Like, say, Srila Prabhupada mentions in first canto, Nashta Prayashu Bhadreshu Sloka, that by regularly attending in the classes and serving those great souls, whatever is disturbing in our heart is immediately been destroyed. So by regularly attending such classes on Bhagavad Gita and serving great souls, whatever impurity is there, it's soon been destroyed from our heart. And we can, irrevocable devotional service is established in one heart. So one should like say strongly, like say convinced that one should always hear in association of devotees and try to serve the devotees and always chant the holy names. And just a matter of time, like say, we can be uplifted from this platform of Varna and Ashram and we can be situated on the transcendental platform. On the transcendental platform, there is no discrimination. Somebody may be king, somebody may be Brahmana, somebody may be like say Shudra. No discrimination. All on the same platform, like say on transcendental platform. And one aspire ultimately, like say, Prabhupada named International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So that is the ultimately goal, like say, of our society, like say. This answers. Thank you very much. Yes, yeah. Can. can speak. I'm not able to hear. Correct.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. This is a material planet and
correct.
There are spiritual planets.
Correct.
So when the soul, after a Krishna consciousness reaches to the spiritual planet, then why does it again fall down to a material
Krishna
planet?
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, is it your question, right?
Yeah. Once it goes there, the soul must be knowing Krishna. And then why again it comes to the material nature, material planet? Back.
Correct. Correct. Like say, many time people ask, like say, that if we reach Krishna, then how can we come back, correct? So like say, somebody reaches Krishna's abode, he never comes back to this material world. He is always in the association of Krishna, because he has got higher taste. So due to that reason, he always, like say, associates with Krishna, like say. Like say, nature of the soul, we are spirit. And spirit, like say, is put into this material world. And Krishna is such a controller, he convinces that person that you are the same person. Suppose spirit enters a body of a man, and he acts like a man. He acts like a man. Suppose the same spirit enters the body of a woman, and that person acts like the woman. Same spirit enters into the body of, say a cow, and it moves. So spirit soul, although it is transcendental part of Krishna, same spirit, like say, Krishna puts in this material world. And person, like say, bewilders in that. But actually we are not belong to this material world. We are part of the spiritual world. And when we are freed and go back to the kingdom of God, then a soul never returns back to this material world. Like say, spiritual planets are named as Vaikuntha. Kuntha means place of misery. Material planets are named as Kuntha, where it is place of misery, where again in time and again, say misery is inflicted on us periodically. And spiritual planets are Vaikuntha. That means there is no misery over there. And the nature of the soul is Satchidananda. That means eternal, full of knowledge and full of ananda, complete ananda. So that is the nature of the soul. And soul can remain only happy in Vaikuntha planets. Otherwise soul cannot be, like say, remain happy in this material planet. So once they associate in association of Sri Krishna, they don't come back to this material world, like say. They are always in association of Krishna, like say. Krishna exchanges along with different jivatmas, different rasa. In someone, like say, Dasiras, Sakhiras, Shantras, Vatsaliras, Madhuriras. And according to, like say, rasa of a living entity, they reciprocate with Krishna, and Krishna also reciprocates accordingly with that. And a jiva is completely satisfied, like say, completely, like say, glass of water, say, filled with water. So jivas are completely, like say, filled, satisfied in heart, in that position. And due to that reason, jiva doesn't fall down again in this material world, like say. It answers your question?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. And one more question, actually, I had that. Then why we are only the victims, that we are on material planet? What must we have done that God has sent to this material
world? Yes.
And
yeah. Thank you.
From where, and also from where we must have fallen down. From all of us on the same spiritual, say, planet we have fallen down here, or some maybe from different planets must have come here because of their crimes over there or something like that.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. This is the last question we will be taking today. No, I'll just answer this thing. So, like say, as you are mentioning, like say, that why we are put in this material world? Prabhupada explains about jail, like say, in this material world, like say, we have got government makes jail. And It's not that majority of the citizens live in jail and minority live outside jail. Like majority of the citizens are liberated souls. Similarly, spiritual world is 3-4 times the total creation, 75%. And material creation is just 1/4. So many times more jivas are in the spiritual world. And small portion is in the material world. And as you ask the question, that why should like say jiva, like say we are put over here, as you mentioned, you only already answered in that, like say somebody does a crime. So for that he has to be encased in a jail so that he can be reformed. Suppose somebody does crime and he still, suppose some murder is there and he has committed 10 murders. And what is wise for the government? To keep that murderer outside or to keep that murderer inside? Suppose some murderer is there, he is a serial killer. And people come to know, government comes to know. So what is wise? To keep that murderer outside or inside the jail? If he is outside, he will do more murders. Correct. So Krishna puts conditioned soul who are rebellious, averse to his service in this material world, which is like say unique kind of jail Krishna has created. And like say this is a place where we can reform. Krishna doesn't want us to be miserable all the times. He is put in the jail, but like say the soul is, he personally descends, he gives his message, he sends his say masihas or saints, so that we can understand that this is not the place for me and I should go back to the spiritual world. So that is Krishna's compassion. So although he has kept us in this jail, the same time, his time and again he is telling that come out of this jail and come back to me and let's enjoy with me. And those who are very fortunate, like say all of us, like say, who take the benefit of Krishna's words, can go back to the spiritual world, never to come back, like say. And there is the most intelligent. Intelligent man is one, like say, who endeavors for the teachings, who endeavors to go back to Godhead. Intelligent one is not one, man is not one, like say, who is earning a lot of money, or who can solve crossword puzzles, or who can like say act on like say intellectually influence people's mind or so. Intelligence means a person really endeavoring to go back to Godhead, come out of this jail. That is the case. Some people may say that why you are like say chant Hare Krishna, like say, and do these things. And we can tell them, like say one time when Sannyasi Devamrita Maharaj gave an analogy, that a house is on fire and some people are inside the fire, and one person desires that why I should be inside the house, I should be go out of the fire. And other people say that see, we are such a bold mardana, strong, tolerant, that in spite of fire we are staying inside and you should follow our example. Why you are like a coward running away out of the house? But what is intelligence? Intelligence that house is burning, if I stay in this house, I'll burn myself. Better I come out of the house. And many people say that hum dekho kaise hum ye struggle karte hain. You also say. But in spiritual world there is nothing like it, like say. So wise man, like say, take to the path of going back to Godhead. That is intelligence. And that is like say perfection of human life, like say. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Because soon they'll be starting for kirtan. Thank you very much for your patience hearing. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Hare Krishna. Anant Koti Vaishnav Vrind ki jai.